Welcome to Scaling Wellness, the podcast that will give you all the tools you need to grow your wellness business and thrive in the online space. I'm your host, Caroline Kopp, Pilates teacher and health coach, turned business mentor for wellness experts, teachers and coaches just like you. This is the podcast where we uncover the strategies, stories and tools to help you to scale your wellness business, build impactful digital products and create the time, money and freedom that you crave. If you're ready to grow your online presence, make a bigger impact with your clients and in the wellness industry, and uncap your revenue, you are in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello and a very happy new year to you guys. Welcome to the first episode back for 2026. I am really excited to be back with you and bring you some more opportunities to help you scale your wellness business. So you may be sitting and have had some thinking time over Christmas, hopefully. I know that obviously December is an incredibly busy time, but also I find in wellness, it's actually also a bit of a time for reflection because, you know, we always get those classes that go a bit quiet and, you know, those clients that cancel last minute. So we tend to have actually in wellness a bit more time. I always remember thinking that I'm really pleased that I work in a business that is quieter at the times of year that I love. I love the summer and I love Christmas. And I've always thought over the years, I'm really pleased I'm not a hairdresser because that would put me busiest at my most favourite times of year, which wouldn't work for me at all. So hopefully you have used your kind of downtime, mums. FYI, this is all said with a massive wink, wink, nudge, nudge that we know December is not quiet for us, obviously. But a little bit of downtime, hopefully a little bit of respite from doing your day-to-day delivery with clients and giving you a little bit of pause for thought. And one of the things you might have been thinking about is the idea that 2025 didn't quite go the way you'd hoped. You might have already set up a digital program or a business or a membership or a, you know, video library with the whole intention of scaling it and creating a big business, a business that's potential for, you know, bringing in new clients every day and boosting your revenue and giving you loads of freedom and giving you your time back and creating that impact that you desire. And maybe it didn't quite go like that. Maybe it just didn't, it fell a bit flat, let's say. And so what I want to cover today is that didn't happen because you weren't good enough. It happened because you didn't have the right system. And we're going to talk about what that looks like going forward so that we can make sure that when we come back to this in a year's time, that is not the same issue. The same thing is not going to happen to you again this year. What I can tell you for sure is that there are areas that you can work on. Of course, you can improve your website. Your branding could improve. Your niche could get clearer. You could get better with the tech. But none of those things are really the reason why this hasn't quite worked for you yet. There's probably a bit of stop-start going on. You know, maybe you're selling one week and then, you know, then you're kind of parking it for a couple of months and then you're selling again. And so it's a bit stop-start. Maybe that's part of it, that you're just not fully committed to the growth of your digital business. You're not quite sure how to deliver value but not feel like you're selling all the time. Maybe you're massively overthinking it and you're taking very little actual action to get people in the doors, and that means making sales. Maybe you're doing all the other stuff, you know, your website is beautiful, your social media branding is perfect, but you're not actually making sales. So that might be why things aren't growing. You know, ultimately, a business lives and dies on the sales that come through the door. And so maybe you haven't been confident enough to actually take that action. And I get that. I get that, you know. And you might be thinking, well, who the hell am I going to sell to? Like, I don't have anyone that wants it. I post every week on social media and no one ever replies. So maybe there's a bit of that. Maybe it's you're kind of unclear on how to do this stuff. And you know, it's exhausting. that is exhausting. You know, how do I do it? Throwing spaghetti at the wall, not quite knowing what's going to work. Having half-baked strategies is something I see a lot of. You know, we've got the lead magnet up and running, but no one knows about it. You know, so you do kind of 90% of the work, and then it's that final last 10%, which is where the wins happen, but we're not kind of taking or finishing the strategy. Maybe you are just busy. You know, maybe, let's say you started your digital product last Christmas. You had the big goal when you had a bit of downtime, and then you got busy again. And so it never quite grew into anything. You know, you're not quite sure how to do that, and your life is busy in between. So it's just kind of getting in your way. Maybe you had no consistent lead generation, and this is probably the most important part of any business. In fact, I would say it's the most important. It's the oxygen for your business. We've got to have people coming through into your world that want what you have. Now, I had a conversation last week with a client who said, you know, I feel like everyone in my world that knows me has now bought. How do I break out of my local bubble? And that is what lead generation is all about, is creating a system and a strategy for putting your or encouraging people from different bubbles to come into your world. So lead generation is the number one thing that we need to be spending time doing, but it's probably the thing that most of us are not doing. And then if you did, you didn't, you know, even if people are coming into your world, if you're not selling to them, then, you know, we're missing a massive trick there. And I guess the final two things are sort of linked as to reasons why 2025 probably felt a bit lackluster in terms of your digital business. And the first part of that is accountability. You know, is anyone in your corner helping you and encouraging you to take the action that you have set out to do? Is anyone actually checking and, you know, monitoring that and giving you guidance and support? But also, is there a structure? You know, we can't rely on motivation to keep you moving this forward when it feels hard. Is there a structure that is going to help you to keep your momentum going? Now, I think that 2026 has the potential to feel completely different for you if you commit to one big change. One decision can really turn the tables for you. I'd like you to take this episode as your opportunity to commit to a repeatable business system that is going to help you, that isn't going to rely on bursts of energy or random bursts of action. Instead, we're going to commit to something. Okay, so I'm going to give you some options and things that you could commit to move this forward. Now, the first one is a system that is going to bring in weekly leads, not, you know, sending occasional emails out to someone that you could collaborate with, but instead a predictable way of bringing new people into your world every single week. Now, that could be collaborations, it could be setting up partnerships, it could be running conversion events, challenges, webinars. It could be building a lead magnet. It could be setting up Meta ads or Google ads. It could be going and standing on stage and talking about what you do. But we need to have a way that you are going to commit to bringing in leads every week. Now, all of those things I've just mentioned are options, but I only want you to commit to one of them. One way for the next 12 months that you will every single week commit to bringing new sales in. So that is the first thing you could be doing. The second thing you could be doing is nurturing the people in your world and the people that are arriving in your world. And so if your email list is growing, we need to have a system in place that welcomes those people in, that tells them who you are, tells them about your methods, that speaks about their objections, their issues, what will happen if they don't get a fix, you know, really leans into the problems that they are experiencing and shows you, pitches you as an expert. So that's if new people are coming in. But what about the people already in your world? Do they know what you're doing? Is there a way that we can start to nurture them a little bit more consistently with maybe a newsletter or a podcast or a video blog or a YouTube channel? Is there something that you could be doing better? Now, that could be you're doing a weekly Instagram live. It could be that you're going to do a weekly newsletter. What could you be doing to nurture and build trust amongst the people in your world and the people that are coming into your world? And then I'd love you to look at how you're considering converting people, what you will do this year to move people through your funnel. So from finding out about you to being nurtured by you to actually taking action. And this is where a repeatable event is going to be really valuable. Maybe it's a monthly workshop. Maybe it's a challenge that happens 3 times a year. Maybe it's a funnel that you're going to set up that's going to help to convert people. Maybe there's a monthly deadline. Maybe there's a simple launch every month. What could you be doing to help convert people, to actually make the sale? Maybe it's that you send 5 emails to 5 people in your world every month that invites them into your product. Maybe if you have a membership, you send out an email to 10 people that you used to work with to ask them into that membership, invite them in. Maybe if you have a video library, you're doing a video of the month and you're giving X amount of people the opportunity to buy at half price this month. And you're going to do that regularly and consistently with a different video. There's a million different ways you can do this. And remember that with digital business, there is no right or wrong answer. There's no definite yes or no that's going to work. There is only testing. So we're going to start with one method and we're going to try it and we're going to see what happens. And you're going to put your ego at the door. You're going to leave your frustration at the door and you're just going to come in with a real scientist hat on of let's have a go. Let's have a play. Let's see if we can start to build some momentum here. And then have a think finally about your accountability and what support you need. Because left alone with no accountability and no support, you're probably going to do this for the next couple of weeks. And then you're going to default to 2025 patterns. Of tweaking, overthinking, circling, stopping, stop starting. Think instead about how you can get some support. Maybe that's your local networking group. Maybe it's a business bestie. Maybe you're going to sign up for a program. What do you need to do in order to make this actually happen? Not think about it, not write it down, not make a vision board that you never look at again. What actions can you take to guarantee progress? And so let's have a think about setting some goals. What do you want to achieve in this next year? What would a successful 2026 really look like for you? And I'd love you to look at 3 pillars. The first one is income. What difference do you want to make to your income? What would make a significant change to your world, to your life? Or thinking about it differently, what do you need in 2026? Is your teenager about to learn to drive and you need money for a car? Is your partner about to turn 40 and you need money for a holiday? What do you need in 2026? Let's actually link your direction to a real life requirement. And that way you're going to be far more motivated and able to kind of really see, you know, the actual outcome of what you're trying to do. You're going to be able to really chart it and work towards it. So I think that's the first thing I would do. That's your first goal. The second thing is have a think about what you want your life to look like this time next year. So when we're vision boarding, which by the way, I love a vision board. I do that every Christmas. When you're creating your vision board, have a think about your lifestyle, your times, your freedom. You know, what holidays do you want to be going on? What do you want to happen while you're on holiday? Do you want to be working evenings still? Do you still want to be working weekends? Would you rather have less clients? Would you rather be not teaching at all or not coaching at all and only working online, would you like to be able to quit your job or move away from certain classes or clients that you don't enjoy working with? What do you want your freedom, your time, to look like this time next year? And then finally, I'd like you to have a look at the third pillar, which I always work with clients on, which is impact. What impact do you want to have in the world? What impact do you want to have on clients? How many people do you want to be working with? How many opportunities do you want to land in your inbox? Do you want to be writing a book? Do you want to be speaking on stage? What do you want to be known for? What do you want to be referable for? How will you be remembered in this space? What impact, what legacy do you want to have in this world of wellness? Have a think about those three pillars: revenue, freedom, and impact. And how do you want those three things to move forwards in 2026? And then I'd really love you to write that down. And I would really love you to send me that. I would love to know via DM or email what three things you would like to experience or have as outcomes in 2026. And then if you can, what you're going to do about it. What's your weekly rhythm going to be? What's the thing that you're going to commit to doing this year that's going to move the needle for you? I hope this episode has been useful. I really hope that you are able to kind of see that if your 2025 was full of stop-start energy, and you really don't want another year of just good intentions without movement, then this is your moment. Now is the time. I'd love to support you with this. The accelerator is open, and I'd love to have a conversation with you if you think it's the next step for you. But if you're ready to make 2026 the year that finally moves things forward, this is the structure. I've just given you the how. So now it's over to you to make that happen. And if you know that the support is the needle moving factor that you don't have, the accountability and the method, the structure, the strategy, then that's where I can help you. And I'd love to. So let me know if you would like any more information about the accelerator. I'm going to pop the details in the show notes. But also, more importantly, let me know if you have any questions or if you would like to share with me your next steps and the three pillars that you would like to improve on over the next 12 months. Again, Happy New Year. It's really great to be back here with you. I'm looking forward to another incredible year of scaling your wellness businesses. And I will see you again next week. Thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in to Scaling Wellness. If you found today's episode valuable, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me over on Instagram at Caroline Kopp and drop me a DM and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Or if you know a friend or colleague in wellness who would find this podcast useful, I'd love you to share this episode with them or maybe tag it in your socials. It might be just what they need to hear today as well. And finally, if you are enjoying the podcast, don't forget, please rate and review. It helps more wellness professionals like you to discover the show and ultimately allows us as a community to grow the wellness message and help more people. So until next time, remember, the problem you solve for your clients still exists. So keep sharing your wellness message.